Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Oh, it's the Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Why?
I feel like people aren't as excited for it. Mainly the females.
Oh.
Let's be like, not a whole lot of people know who he is. I would say in the mainstream, they don't really know. KL. Kendo.
I would disagree. I really would. I really would. Yeah. I'm surprised at the way that people know who Travis Scott is. I mean, truly, like, how...
Do they know him, though?
Dude, he's got deals with UFC. He did McDonald's.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
And he's like, but tell me a song by him.
I like Sicko Mode.
I don't know. He had that what, Sicko Mode, but I like the Skrillex version better. Or the whatever.
How about we stop letting Jay-Z handle the halftime show? Let somebody else take it over.
He's got like, that's his, he's got like a title.
He might have other stuff he needs to focus on for a little
bit. You think? Like, first off, buying a mirror, because that hair. Golly, man.
Let's lighten his load for a little bit. Take a little off his plate.
Right. That's another thing that I made a note and I wanted to mention. Trump mentioned Western North Carolina yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I know he went there.
He was talking about how
casinos.
We're going to quit worrying about other countries and worry about our own. And he mentioned Western North Carolina. Of course, he mentioned California, too, but.
I don't like how, you know, Asheville's taking a back seat to California.
I don't either.
I'm just being honest.
I don't either.
Bad either way.
Either way, it's bad. That's where it got into that whole. Twitter, I guess, maybe Facebook, maybe was the one that started, where it was every other week. It was pray for, remember we prayed for France or Paris or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember why we were praying for them now, but I remember.
I know why they don't now if they don't.
Yeah, and I was like, let's just put hashtag pray on there. Because it just became like a trend. I'm like, you know, maybe 1 in 10 of y'all even praying.
You're really not.
You're just using a hashtag. God doesn't have Twitter, so.
I mean, you might pray if you ask for something.
He's got Rumble.
I always thought it was Rumble.
He's got True Social. God does.
He needs to get on the Tinder like you are. Which, you know, we're kind of, I meant to ask you this the other day. How's it going?
How's it going? I said Timothy Looper.
I got to have updates.
Like, man, that's why Twitter you update. Ain't heard any, because it's.
Tinder updates.
I got to tell you, man, and I know it's as simple as just Googling, but I want to try to live life with a little less Google and a lot more action. But no, seriously.
You want to learn.
I want to learn instead of the, well, what does this mean? Or, now I should probably look up some of the stuff.
But, yeah, you don't want to get swerved, but you want to learn.
Yeah, like...
Can't count on people to do it for you.
You don't know. I'll tell you, first off, one, and thinking about Trump made me think of this. There's got to be...
Take a minute.
I shouldn't start with that. Well, I'm going to because it's just off the top of my head. And we got time. Not to kill, but to fill with great entertaining content. So I have mine set up to I'm just looking for women, right? And
hell yeah.
You'll get on there and you'll get... here we go. I still don't understand how it works. And again, I could Google it and I just haven't. If I see the person showing up on my screen to swipe left or right, does that mean that they already saw mine? Of course not, because...
Somebody's got to see somebody first. Do the women see it first?
Way more men on there than women. Not because I... Because, again, I have mine set to women only.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, you can see, as you swipe the photos, it'll show you, like, a portion of the bio. And... This one said, again, I'm not passing any judgment. I'm just asking a blame question. You're swiping over and you see, oh, okay, a Pisces. And then you scroll over. Oh, okay, Asheville. I shouldn't have said a town. Let's pretend I said Swannanoa. And then you scroll over and then a portion of the bio starts off. It says, hello, I'm blank, your friendly neighborhood trans girl. And I'm like,
I would not know what that means. Well, I don't know what it means now.
You do.
I don't, actually.
Well?
If you tell me you're a trans girl.
I think.
Does that mean you're trying to portray yourself as a woman now? And do you have female genitalia?
I mean, to me, it means you were born a male. I'm not wanting to get into that thing.
Oh, then you'd be a cis. I just found out what cis means.
A cyst?
Cis, C-I-S.
I don't know what that means.
That's what you were born as. Like you're cis male or cis female.
I've never heard that.
That's how it was explained to me.
So is that where sissy comes from? You being a sissy?
I don't know.
Huh.
When you throw all these labels in, I really don't know what means what.
Well, that's the thing. Like your personality on there, it's got like 18 different options. Like it should be introvert or extrovert, but then it's got introvert with this and introvert with
that. Does Trump's executive order not extend to dating apps?
I'm wondering. This was when I saw that. That was prior to that.
You got to put it in the apps too right now immediately.
And then...
Would you not reach out and say, hey, what does this mean?
No. It's just, it's a preference. So don't anyone read into that. I don't want to get into that.
Well, here's the thing. Like
back and forth pickleball match.
If you noticed that before, like that came after, then that must be a really good job of looking like a woman.
Well, I mean, I have mine set, the filter, or whatever you call it, the preference, I guess, is fair, is this is the certain age cutoff. This is how far I will drive.
I mean,
And you know what? When you run out of users, when you've swiped left on so many, it's like, hey, you've ran out of users in the area. Want to add 10 more miles?
Oh,
and I'm like,
tempting.
No. Like if I run out of people in my age group, it's like, hey, you want to go a little younger?
Oh, the age group. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, there's an app where you can just date your age. Nobody will do that. Nobody wants to do that.
Really?
Nobody wants to date their age. They don't.
Why?
Not now. It seems like they want to go younger. Like if you want to date younger, you would set your filter for.
I am mentally younger than my age, and I mean only I can probably say that, but I can just tell you, like, that's the I'm not trying to whatever, like, that's really how I feel, especially with my, like, maturity level about stuff, the things that I laugh at versus people my age would not crack a smile at.
I know you're not looking to hook up. You said, you know, you want something a little more serious than that, but do you have two different age filters? Like an age you would date, but an age you're like, all right, if this all this was a hookup, I have a hookup age.
See, that's the other thing is I've found, I may have already told you this off the air, but there's four sectors on there, at least from my point of view of what I've seen. And that was the week after Christmas is when I got on there, completely out of boredom. You're going to have your regular girl that's, you know, it's just a girl looking for a guy, yeah. Whether it be a long-term, a LTR. I thought that stood for later, by the way. Until
does it not?
It stands for long-term relationship. I thought it meant like later, like, all right, we're going to get mine and then later. But no, it turns out it's a long-term.
Just put it out there.
But you've got that. You've got that. Then that splits off into hook up tonight or whatever thing, which I'm going to screw this up for dudes. But like women, be careful. You're getting on these things where it's like, want to hook up, like have sex tonight. Like, y'all be careful.
Yeah.
Also, dudes, but maybe be careful. Everybody be careful. And then the other one is the woman, it's a woman's profile and it's set up like, you know, where I would see it. And then you start to read the bio and it's like, me and my, I did look up these initials because I needed to. It's like, me and my husband are in this type of relationship, basically, which means we can cheat on each other as long as we tell the other person. But in the bio, she says, if I'm having fun with you, we're going to call him on the phone. He's going to listen. I'm like,
come on.
God, like, what is.
He might be one of those husbands that lays up under the action, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Gets a little too close for comfort.
Yeah. Then you have the ones that are very obviously bots, where they start off with pictures of food.
Oh.
It'll start off with just like a picture of a quiche. And it's like, why would a woman? And then you scroll over and there would be like this generic picture of Paris, France. And then it would be this model type girl. So you're like, all right.
Yep.
I know how full of themselves people might be on. They're not going to put a quiche on there as a profile picture. That's fake. Then you got one. It's a crypto scam that's very easily. Hey, let's talk off here. Can we talk on my, what is the word? Discord.
Oh, yeah. Join me on my Twitch or whatever.
Yeah, and you look at it and it's all a crypto thing.
Have you had any conversations yet with any potential matches? Okay.
Yeah.
Because a couple pictures I saw, there were some good-looking women on there.
Well,
kind of unbelievable, to be honest with you. So I'm like, is this real?
Well, you can do photo verified, which that's, you know, that's another thing you should look for. Because, I mean, and again, the one, I told you about this, the first week I was on there, pictures of a pretty girl within, you know, my driving limit.
Yeah.
It's like, I found my soulmate within 50 miles. But she's just, and you, then you finally like, all right, the look sold me. I'll scroll down to the bio. And then it's like, hey, my name's Tony. Me and my wife, that's her up there, are looking for a third.
That's her.
And it's like, God.
Or what if you find the chick and she's like, me and my five kids would love to have somebody to spend time with.
Well, that's the thing you put on there. I have children and want more. I have children, don't want more. I don't want children. But it's like, I only have one. I think they ought to get me, because children could be, in their case, yeah, one plus.
Could be
so
plural.
I need you to put on there how many children you got. And I also prefer...
Zero.
I did zero not say children. That. I did not.
But I mean, like, perfect, like, in an ideal situation, you wouldn't want to. Okay, no minor children. Like, if you have, like, grown children, like 18, 19, 20, that's different.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, no ankle biter that's going to be gnawing at you the whole date. Like, hey, let's go here, let's go there.
Well,
are the kids too excited about the new boyfriend wants to play with you all the time?
Oh.
Like, come on, kid.
No. Then my grandson would get jealous. I mean, that's that perplexing world I'm in then.
Plus, you got to tell him, say, look, my grandson's going to outrank your kid all the time.
See, I got to get
constant.
See, that is on the forefront. Because, like.
Really is. Everybody has a favorite kid.
My grandson's three. He's a very smart three. And I know you're like, oh, you're biased. Fat boy, is he not? I mean, he's.
Yeah.
He's going to be a smart. He's also going to be 6'4", they project.
God.
I know.
Already?
Well, he's not that tall yet, but they project.
Well, I mean, it's amazing they can do that.
I know. They said I was morbidly obese, but look at me now.
We're going to be 6'4", wide, not tall.
They didn't say exactly tall or wide, but, what was I saying?
You don't like other people's kids?
That's not what I said. Oh. My grandson is, he asked the question the other day, and like, I didn't answer it, and my daughter did, but it was weird. He asked me where grandma was, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh,
I know. And I was I've never heard that from him before.
I know. Did you tell him the answer I got when I got growing up? I'll tell you when you get older.
Oh, is that what you
got?
That
was always the answer. Oh, I'll tell you when you get older.
Did you ever
Doesn't matter what the question was.
Oh.
That was always the answer. I'll tell you when you get older.
Oh, wow. Well, I thought anything that involved a vagina was female problems as a kid. Like, that's what they always just said. What's wrong with my sister? It's female problems, Matthew. Why has mom been in the hospital for a week? Female problems. And you won't have any other brothers or sisters, by the way.
I know. You can't tell because she's having a hysterectomy. She's not going to be able to conceive ever
say
again.
It. Like, the H word, I didn't even know what that meant until like high school, maybe.
Now they would go on YouTube like, yo, what's up? Smash the like button. Your mom's having a hysterectomy. Hashtag. Sorry, bro. She's getting gutted. Oops. Oops. Don't forget to hit the smash button to like it, bro. No more baby sister for you.
Subscribe. All right, smash that like button. We'll take a break. We've got some good phone calls here. 1-800-774-0093. The TLC Motors. I don't know how to link you to my thing. I don't think you can do that.
Oh, no. You should have a share code.
I don't think they offer that. Plus, I don't want to do it in that way.
Yeah, it would just be people. Oh, here's Matt Man. Look.
Yeah, I'm not even Matt Man on there, so there's a clue.
You can't use handles. Uh-uh. You have to use your real first name, right? You know what you want to be called.
Well, apparently not. Ooh. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I'm telling you, the best stuff is off the air. And it
really is.
We would probably lose our jobs and all remaining friends, but it really is the best conversation.
Can we start a Patron or whatever it is to get people to pay for
it's Patreon
what we do off air? Yeah, I told you to do that anyway. Yeah.
But it would have to supersede what we made on the air, and I mean, and that
yeah, it would.
That would be a hard one to do.
Yeah,
because without
really
the on air stuff, the off air stuff wouldn't make sense.
Because look, it's uncut. This might shock you, folks.
We said bad words.
We do. We say a lot of them.
Yeah,
quite freely too.
I know. And I used to work by this, I don't know if it's a mantra or a motto or an edict, but I would always say, save it for the air, because I don't like rehashing stuff. Like, I like natural conversation. That's why up until maybe the last year, it was always my preference for if we had a guest, like a wrestler or a TV person or whatever coming in here, I'd always want them to come in as soon as we went on the air, just like this. Because I don't want to sit here and talk to, not in a better than now, but I don't want to talk to them and then come on the air and then turn around and say, well, good morning, how are you? That was so lame to me.
But thank God it's not that way anymore.
Well, then I realized, like, on talk shows, they've went in and said hello prior to.
I know.
But we don't have that.
That's why I feel like, you know, awkwardness could have been done already.
Right. But that's not, we don't have, like, we have the red room that they can go sit in, but there's not like it's not like a dressing room or anything where it goes,
really,
hey, we're gonna have a good show tonight, all right, we'll see you out there. That sounds like Jimmy Fallon. Hey, we're gonna have a good show tonight, right, all right, cool, see you out there.
You know, there used to be, but they would have conferences in them, and then we would have to move the guests.
That's, oh God,
to a prod studio where they couldn't hear anything.
Hey, can you move Kane from WWE? We're getting ready to start a sales meeting.
This is Mayor Kane. Where are we going to put him?
He's going to be a future mayor.
Yeah. Some of the stuff. Look, I'm kind of the consensus, just me at this point. I think you're on the wrong app. You got to be on a better app. This is kind of this app is like the cliche of it now, like the joke, like,
you know, like I went, this is, I, you know, I don't care, I am who I am, I am a real person with real feelings.
I mean,
when I told my daughter that I got on there, I told her, like, out of embarrassment, I was like, your daddy joined Tinder, and you know what her thing's like, she's like, is that still an app?
Oh, no.
I know, I was like, god dog,
and
I feel like
too.
One of those people who got on Facebook like 5 years ago. It's like, why do you only have pictures that go back to 17? Well, that's when I joined. Oh, really?
You're the guy who just now signed up for a MySpace.
Right.
Like, the boat's gone, brother.
Well, I was thinking, it's like, hell, we can have TikTok now. Maybe I'll jump on that. But no, that's too fast-paced for me. I've seen.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you don't want that.
Grabs of it. I ain't.
We know the one guy, buddy of ours, who went on this one site that I think was free for the most part. Now, he's a good-looking dude. You're a good-looking dude.
Oh, you're sweet.
Like, I feel like he had a lot of luck on there. I mean, he had a lot of, like, real people, local, that were, like, you know, good-looking, like, real people.
That's the thing. If they're really pretty, there's the red flag goes off. Like, I mean, it's like, just, you have to work with me on this. If you're,
I love it.
Very, and this is just honesty. If I scroll over or whatever, the thing pops up my scroll. Also, I've super liked people by accident because I forget.
Oh, you got to pay for that though, right? You're gonna run out of credits.
No, but no, you get. I think you get one a month or something, unless you pay for gold or whatever the hell.
Do they know you super liked them? Does it tell them?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know if it goes through, because I don't necessarily have them. But you can scroll left or right, obviously, or swipe. But then if you do up, it means, oh, I super like you. So I forget how to do it. But if I'm scrolling through and I'm like, Greenville, within 5 miles from me?
Right now?
All these, well, no, I don't look at the free tonight. That's, again, that's the one where I'm like, y'all are living a dangerous life. But you've been on there, because that's exactly what the other option is.
Yep.
You've been on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I've had a profile on there. Because I did it at first to see if there were people I knew on there and see if they had naked pictures. But that's when they said Tinder, there's no naked pictures on there.
I did block. no, listen, I blocked my contact list. You can do that.
What?
Yeah. Because that's the worst. I mean, I don't want
it. It could be good. It could be better luck.
There ain't nobody in my phone that I'm interested
here's
in.
Here's do not answer pops up and scrolls across your...
I know. Remember, I got like 50. rather than... This is before you could block... Shut up. This is before you could block contacts on your phone. I would just...
Do not answer.
Change their name to do not answer. And well, then I realized that I had like 50 do not answers in my contacts.
You got
to
get curious on which one's who.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, now I don't know which one's which. Ah.
Like, you got to put a reason. Do not answer, feet stink, or do not answer, is butthole. Is bad person.
That's what I remember the early days of Snap. That's what I would do. If a girl was hot on there, I would change her name and put a flame beside her.
It's fun, man. Yeah. I love the mentality behind the whole scene.
But when she's in close driving proximity and really pretty, I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on here? Or thinking, if she's that attractive... There's got to be some problematic elements. No, they're probably thinking the same thing about me. And they would be right. But nevertheless, you've got, it's like, oh, this seems scammy. This girl's like a 10, and she's within driving distance.
Or she's too persistent to you, it's going to come off as a bot or somebody crazy.
See, I had that happen to me recently, too, where they started immediately messaging me and saving the message. And I was like, I actually said, you're a bot. And they wrote back, no, I'm not. Am I?
What a bot would say.
Exactly. They said, no, I'm not. Am I not supposed to comment like that to you? And I was like, all right, whatever. And then I noticed that person posted something later. It's like, oh, wow, you are a real person.
Until, you know, they might drop a bomb you don't like.
Want
to
buy some crypto? Want to buy some S Trump from me?
She's like, look, we could be great together, but I'm pregnant right now. Didn't work out with the baby daddy.
You shouldn't be on an app, right?
Or it could be, look, I got twins that are 2 years old. I need to go out and have a good time.
No.
They need a dad. Just sign me up.
Well, that's where...
It's like, this is not the right place you need to be.
It's the thing about it is, you have to put that on there. So, like, when you're my age, which is 29. No, I'm 49 damn years old. Just turned. I need to stress that. Just turned.
Owning it.
Not close to 50, but I just turned 49. And you'll see, you know, there's the option on there, like, do you have kids? And but you need to put on there if they still live with you or not.
Yes.
That needs to be a little within the home or, you know, the ages, because, and also the child, because I only have one. Children could be 1 to 50 on there.
Do you have young kids, or are they old enough to where they're not going to want to go hang out with us?
Right. Yes.
You got like a 14, 15 year old, you're good. They're going to want to be on the Xbox the whole time. They don't want to hang out with you.
Well, that's yeah, but I don't want to. Then I'm the barrier between them and their parent. Like, they're like, oh, I would hang out with mom all the time, but.
Yeah, you might be the scapegoat, but like 9 times out of 10, they ain't going to care. Like, bro, thanks for, you know, doing me a solid, taking moms out, and I can sit here and run in the house.
And I'm up there playing COD with him, and mom's pissed at me.
Look, you lose either way.
I'm also thinking, like, am I doing good by even doing any of this? Because I've been, this sounds woe is me, and I swear to God, I don't mean it that way. Excuse me to the guy who gets pissed when I do that, but I'm so kind of like set in my ways now of living the way I do, not sinful, but just, you know.
So you got a routine.
Yeah, there you go. And that kind of thing. Like, I'm wondering, like, God, is it going, am I going to be problematic in that regard?
Oh, that's interesting.
So am I just figuring it out? Am I a long-term relationship? Am I open to what?
That might be something worth getting into.
I'm telling you, I'm about another month from ditching it. Because it's not, it's... It makes me feel bad sometimes when it does, when somebody likes me on there and I'm like, I read their thing, I'm like, man, this won't work out. And that's why I'm like, God, you judgmental a-hole.
Talking yourself out of it.
Well, if it's not going to work out, it's not going to work out. Like, don't, well, I could work past that. Oh, yeah, I could deal with that. Oh, she lives 80 miles away. That would not work for
me. Yeah, the distance is too much.
Too much.
But the other stuff you can kind of work with, right? You can, like, you know.
We'll be back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Look, man, look. I mean, it happened like lightning in a bottle, real quick.
Lightning.
You just got two likes during the break.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think you can't search out. I think this is maybe peak time. When people get to work and they're like, all right, I'm not going to do anything before lunch. So I'm just going to scroll Tinder and Facebook Marketplace.
Now, if you wear that beanie you're wearing right now, they might think, ooh, Zach Brown. Let me like him.
Shaw, don't say that. Oh, he's wearing the big Melania Trump hats now.
The Undertaker hats.
Dude, she did.
She looked like Kung Lao.
And you know what was one of the funnier moments I forgot to mention earlier, other than he forgot to put his hand on the Bible, was that... That was her fault, by the way. She wasn't there.
You know, you don't have to.
No.
I saw that you don't have to put your hand on the Bible.
Really?
Two other presidents have not done it, and I can't remember who they were.
Obama, probably.
I don't think he was one of them.
Oh.
I think he put both up there.
Give me the Quran. But, you know, they showed Trump's Bible, like his childhood Bible, I think his grandmother had given him. And, you know, those old King James versions, they'd have like gold, like a gold shiny texture.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those. Had my name on the front.
Dude, it was perfectly gold. Like, yeah, sucker never opened it.
Never touched it.
It was great. It. The Lincoln Bible is like 200 and something years old.
What is this?
But he went to kiss her, and the brim of her hat was out. She got on one of them Lainey Wilson hats. And I know you've probably all seen it. If you've not, you didn't watch it, you've seen screenshots of it or whatever. She had on the real, I thought it was awesome. Like, she had it pulled all the way down like she was like,
didn't want to be there?
Going to brunch and had a hangover, that kind of thing. Women will wear a ball cap real low when they're hungover usually.
She didn't want to be seen?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, she just looked very
avant-garde.
But anyway, no, I don't think that's the way that you I think it's just a peak zone.
But
you know what? That is all it is just an upsell. Like you were talking about, I mentioned the super likes. It's like,
yeah.
If I go out of my area, it says you have no more users in your area that fit your criteria. Do you want to change this? You want to, like, no.
Do you feel like you're looking for a way out of these things? Because look, of the two that I saw, I get the one probably would take you down. Oh, I'm gonna be straight up honest.
Oh God.
I thought she
I'm not endorsing, nor am I agreeing with what Fat Boy is saying.
No, this is just my reaction. So if you're going to like him and you see it, like, you
he's,
like it.
I said, oh, look, I got two likes during that. And he's like, let me look at him. So I'm not commenting.
The one could have taken you out. I can get that. You know, you don't want to deal with that. The other girl, real good looking. But, you know, there's enough to work with. There's a lot there, but real pretty in the face.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like, aren't you kind of curious
it
what that would be like?
It makes me feel so judgmental. I'm not even, like, bitting it up.
I mean, that's what it is.
It makes me feel so judgmental. But then you also know, like, okay, let's not beat around the bush here. This is preference. Like it's like food. It's like, I don't like salad. I don't like a salad. I'll go with the soup if it's offered, but I don't like salad.
Just toss it.
I'm a Southerner who doesn't like sweet tea, potato salad, or mayonnaise. Holy crap.
That is an anomaly.
It is an anomaly.
Second time that came up today.
Anomaly. Which one? The word anomaly?
The word anomaly.
Well, we don't know how to say it. Anomaly. Anomaly.
It's the game you play.
That's Monopoly.
You're a little dog.
But,
don't you want to give the one girl a chance? Just for... What if she ain't that big when you meet her?
God, you are... Look, I'm amazed that you are happily married after all these years.
That's why I can say all this. Because I'm not... If I had to look now...
It makes rough. Me feel like a judgmental prick. But then again, why start off something, the potential of, that you know, that won't... Like, I'm in my no-settling mode.
Yeah. Actually, you know what I would do now for real? I would look at people I know from high school and see who's single and see, kind of figure out who I had a legit chance with and go from there.
Yeah, but I'm way hotter now than I was in high school.
You can help. Plus, you got a history there.
People doing reunions when I started getting attractive. It's like, I want to stroll into there. I'll wear my headphones so they know I'm on the damn radio.
Do you know how quick?
And then I would say, no, I'm not interested. I would be that thing.
Plus, it could be the time now to where you thought you didn't have a chance with a certain person. They'll message you now like, you know, I always liked you in high school.
Oh, God.
You know, you could have beat it up real good if you just said hey to me.
I had the biggest crush in high school and...
Yes. They'll tell you that now.
Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. And Callie, don't text me and ask.
I tell her. She don't know who it is.
And... she don't have my new. I got to give her my new number. Anyway,
beautiful.
She's. I did look her up, but like 4 or 5 years ago or whatever. And she got married after college. Still married to the same guy. Yeah, and got like 4 or 5 kids. I'm like, you know what?
It ain't gonna last.
Maybe the next lifetime it will work out.
Hit her up again. There's no way they're still together.
You're like.
That's the other thing.
But you're on the same side. Like you married your first love, and you're still married. Like. That is something that I now go to family functions. Well, not recently, but shortly thereafter, getting asked where people were. Or and I'm like, listen,
like you
if
know,
if I show up with somebody, I'm gonna tell you ahead of time. So, and if you don't hear that, expect me to be here minus one or minus plus zero. Like plus you don't zero. Have to ask. If you need to get extra hot dogs.
They don't have to.
Not bringing anybody.
But they want to. You know how they're like, you know who where so-and-so is. You know where they are or where they aren't. You just wanted to ask. You know my situation. You just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They used to tell you, don't meet people in a bar. That was one of the worst places you could ever start a relationship. Now, I don't know if it's such a bad idea. These apps seem to be a lot worse.
Well.
Especially that one. Just get on a different one.
You met
P Harmony.
You met your
it is.
Wife like pre-internet, like not pre-internet, but like pre what internet is now.
If I had to do it now, to go this route, there's no way.
It's nauseating.
I would be content with being single, but some people single is they're. It's weird to say they're not with somebody, but they don't feel like they're alone. Like they just like to be around people.
See, I think that's a lot of it. Like.
So they feel that when they go out, like there's people, I'm around people.
And when I say this, I sound like a pussy, but I don't mean it to sound this way. Pussy. But like all my friends are married, and because a lot of my friends are younger than me, they have younger kids still within the home. So there's not a like, I hate the term boys not. Like that means y'all getting you're free, your freedom. Like I like the thought of it, but then it's like, well, I know this isn't going to happen again for like another quarter.
I know. So if it's too
three
good.
3 months. I know. It's like, well, that's like having real good sex. And then she's like, nah, we good.
But the plus of that is you might always get some, you know, setups, some date possibilities.
That's, I've had to, you're a, you know what?
I'm just saying.
Like, I told you that a while back. We have, well, I don't know that you're even friendly with him.
Just in general.
My friend's wife. Tried to, she said, do you want to go out? Let's go out to dinner this weekend. I was like, okay. I don't mind being a third wheel. She's like, well, you won't be because I'm also invited. I was like, no.
Just right off the bat, no?
I didn't. Yeah, because that.
I feel like you don't open yourself up to enough situations.
That's the ultimate awkwardness. That's because, A, the wife in that scenario, and if you put two and two together, God love you. I know your heart's in the right place, and you're a sweetheart, and you know I love your macaroni pie. It's better than my grandma's. And Nanny, I love you, but hers is better. I'm giving her a compliment after I pulled the carpet out from underneath her. But that means she's put her seal of approval on the girl.
Yeah.
So then if I go and I'm like, you know what? Then I've insulted her because something she thought was great is now. And then I'm in that awkward thing of, all right, we're sitting side by side now and we just met. So I'm also talking, I almost said the names, holy moly. I'm talking to the husband and wife, but now I'm going to turn and talk to you.
That's where it could be fun. You can either decide this is going to work and it could be fun, or you could just be a dick the whole night and that's fun too.
Just go to the bathroom and never go back to the table?
Or just like, you know, ask her stuff like, hey, are we hooking up later? Or,
no.
You know,
then that goes back on the liaison being the the wife of the friend.
Is that the best dress you put
in? And I'm friends with you too. He is the conduit.
And that would make that person say like, all right, you know what? Not going to set him up again. Not going to try.
Probably.
So it could be
I said, you know what, let's not do that because, you know.
This is why I say on any other app, you should put it all out there. Like a checklist of like what exactly you want.
I would end up talking women out of dating.
And the people to match up. It's like, there you go.
What happened to your previous relationship? What happened to the previous?
I mean, like putting it all out there. I mean, measurements, the whole shebang. You know, because you don't want a girl that's too short. You don't want a girl at a certain height.
You know, I want
you don't want a big girl.
I want a taller girl. Not like than me. Not like Wimby.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Not like Barron Trump.
You can't be with a taller woman.
Although I think next term I'd vote for him. I already like him.
Oh, yeah, his life's laid out for him already.
Yeah, but like I don't know. I felt antichristy when I saw him yesterday. Like he was like, everybody was just like wanting to shake his hand, and he was just commanding the room.
His life.
Already, oh,
man. He's been in the public spotlight his whole life.
I know.
Everybody saw him literally grow up to be 6'7" or whatever.
Baron, you're going to be the president one day. He's like, Dad, I want to play in the NBA.
Everybody knew where he was going to school before he even decided.
Yeah, he's like Arch Manning.
Right. Pretty much.
All right, we will take a break. You want to do it next, or you want me to do it?
You know, I'm good either way. You got the paper? We can split it. Is that micromanaging?
I haven't read the paper yet, though. What we do is we read the paper I got obituaries over here. You got classified?
Yeah, I got sports. I got the funnies. This is usually what Paige is doing when we're talking. She's like, you know, looking ahead.
She's doing the crossword puzzles normally when we ask her.
She's trying not to fart, which is hard sometimes.
Let me think. She's ill today. You should quit making fun of her.
I mean, she's really
ill. Gassy tones.
Like, she's like, I think she got it from her dog. Remember she said twice last week her dog had diarrhea.
She said, had diarrhea in the bed.
All over it.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, my God.
All right, here's
really?
A good tease. In the bed. I know, but I was like, how do you know you didn't mess on your dog?
That's a great question. She didn't answer, by the way.
She did not answer. She totally moved past that.
You know, I could have made me in on it.
Here's a, speaking of the goings-on yesterday in Washington, how many Nazi salutes went up? We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.